January 1, 1937, the feast that the Queen of Heaven prepared for her son Jesus at his birth. How love is a magnet that transforms and embellishes. I was thinking of the incarnation of the Word and the excesses of love of the divinity that seemed like seas which, enveloping all creatures, wanted to make them feel how much they loved them, to be loved in return. And investing them inside and out, they murmured continuously, without ever ceasing, "Love, love, love. Love do we give, and love do we want." And our celestial mother, feeling wounded by the continuous cry of the Eternal One giving love and wanting love, appeared all attentive in enricting her dear Son, the Incarnate Word, by forming, herself, a surprise of love. Now, at that moment, the celestial infant came out of the maternal womb, and oh, how I longed for him! And he, throwing himself into my arms, all festive, told me, "My daughter, see, my mama prepared for me the feast at my birth, but do you know how?" She was aware of the seas of love that were coming down from heaven in the descent of the Eternal Word. She heard the continuous cry of God, wanting to be loved in return. And our yearnings, our ardent sighs. She had felt my moans inside her womb. Often she heard me cry and sob. Each of my moans was a sea of love that I sent to each heart, in order to be loved back. And in seeing myself unloved, I cried, unto bursting into sobs. But each tear and sob doubled my seas of love in order to win the creatures by dint of love. But, no. They would convert these seas into pains, while I made use of the pains in order to convert them into yet more seas of love, for as many pains as they gave me. Now, my mama wanted to make me smile upon my being born, and prepare the feast for her baby son. She knew that I cannot smile if I am not loved, nor can I take part in any feast if love does not run in it. Therefore, loving me as true mother, and possessing by virtue of my fiat seas of love, Queen as she was of all creation, she enveloped the heavens with her love, and sealed each star with the "I love you, O Sun, for myself and for all." She enwrapped the sun within her sea of love and impressed in each drop of light her "I love you, O Sun." And she called the sun to invest its creator with its light, so that, being warmed, he might feel in each drop of light the "I love you" of his mama. She invested the wind with her love, and in each breath of it she impressed the "I love you, O Sun." And then she called it, so that it may caress him with its breeze and make him feel in each blowing of its breath, I love you, O my Sun." She enveloped all the air within her seas of love, so that, in breathing, he might feel the breath of love of his mother. She covered the whole of the sea with her sea of love, and each dart of the fish. And the sea murmured, "I love you, O my Son." And the fish darted, "I love you, I love you." There was nothing she did not invest with her love. And with her empire of queen she commanded all to receive her love, to give back to her Jesus the love of his mama. So, each bird, some trilled love, some twittered, some warbled love. Even each atom of the earth was invested by her love. The breath of the animals reached me with the "I love you" of my mother, and the hay was invested by her love. Therefore, there was not one thing that I saw or touched in which I would not feel the sweetness of her love. With this she prepared for me the most beautiful feast upon my birth, a feast all of love. It was the requital of my great love that my sweet mother made me find. And it was her love that calmed my crying, warmed me while I was numb with cold in the manger. More so, since I found in her love the love of all creatures, and for each of them she kissed me, clasped me to her heart, and loved me with love of mother on behalf of her children. And I, feeling in each of them her maternal love, was drawn to love them as children of hers and as dear brothers of mine. My daughter, what can a love animated by an omnipotent fiat not do? It makes itself magnet and draws us to each other in an irresistible way. It removes any dissimilarity. With its warmth it transforms and confirms the creature into the beloved. Then it embellishes her in an incredible way, so much so, that heaven and earth feel drawn to love her. Not to love a creature that loves us is impossible for us. The whole of our divine power and strength become powerless and weak before the winning force of one who loves us. Therefore, you too, give me the feast that my mother gave me upon my birth. Envelop heaven and earth with your I love you, O Jesus. Let nothing escape you in which your love would not run, make me smile. In fact, I was not born only once, but I am reborn always, and many times my births are without smile and without feast, and only my tears, sobs and wailings are left to me, and an icy cold that makes me shiver and all my limbs numb. Therefore, clasp me to your heart in order to warm me with your love, and with the light of my will form for me the garment to clothe me, so that you too will make feast for me. And I will make it for you by giving you more love and new knowledge of my will. Fiat.